And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, do we have a great show for you today. It feels great to be back in the studio with Pete, and we're going to be having a really fun one with the boys from Ray Marine. We have Mike and Caleb Rokas. It's going to be a very fun show, talking all about the amazing new technology that Ray Marine's bringing to the table. We're going to be talking fishing and more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
45 years. That's how long we've been right here on Mission Bay, helping friends and family like you discover the joy of sailing, kayaking, and everything life on the water has to offer. I'm Logan from Bassline Kayaks, and if you ask Ron and Debbie Lane whether 45 years feels like a long time, they'll tell you time flies when you're having fun. You see, the Lanes have followed their passion for a life on the water, and they've made a living inviting others along for the ride. Over the years, the shop has grown and changed, and so have the employees and products inside. From selling catamarans in the 1970s as newlyweds, living in a VW bus in the store parking lot, to being the destination Hobie fishing kayak store they are today, working with their two sons and daughter. You might be looking for a new way to enjoy time on the water with your family, or maybe you're looking for a new way to stay active, enjoy nature, explore, and catch a spotted bay bass. Whatever your goals, come visit us in Dana Landing on Mission Bay, and we'll get you geared up and ready to enjoy life on the water.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. What a fun show we're going to be having today. And joining us on the phones is going to be Mike. And then in the studio for the first time, we've got Caleb Rokas. Caleb, good morning. Well, sure stoked to have you. First time in the Let's Talk Hookup studios for Team Ray Marine, man. We're pumped to have you.
Yeah, thank you very much for having us. Appreciate it very much. Yeah, thank you.
Totally. Now, Ray Marine, very exciting. You know, when Pete was outfitting the new boat and, you know, it was time to start talking electronics and all the things. And, you know, I know he was shopping around lots of technical stuff. And he was the first one that said, hey, man, I went to one of the shows and, you know, met with the boys from Ray Marine and was just blown away. And it, like, snowballed into what it is now. And, you know, I mean, he said, that's it. That's, you know, has, you know, dealt with other electronics in the past and just said, this is it, man. These guys, in terms of technology and everything else, are leading the pack and went that direction. And I know it's kind of been it's been Team Ray Marine ever since.
Yeah. We love to have Pete on the team, and he's got a pretty sweet little boat set up out here, and it's awesome. Yeah.
Ray Marine's so cool too, because you guys offer everything from small skiff, small electronic packages, all the way up to mega big thing. But what's kind of new and exciting in the world of Ray Marine right now?
We got the Axiom 2 Pro that came out. That's the new MFD. It's got a quad core processor in it, so it's going to be a pretty quick MFD. We have some new lighthouse charts coming out too.
And what's lighthouse chart? That's like the just super detailed charting type.
Exactly.
For your chart plotter.
Yep.
But showing, you know, in that new, all the new technology is available, the, you know, ultra contour where you're really starting to see things that you didn't see before.
Yeah, we're working on that still. Okay. Yeah. But I mean, we still have all the depths and everything and tides and kelp lines and stuff like that, surface temp, so forth.
I've had Raymarine units and boats in the past as well. And one of the things that I think you guys do so good is like the blend of technology, but also user-friendly operation. You know, like, they're advanced machines that show very advanced pictures and advanced, you know, fish-finding capabilities, but also you don't need to be an insane tech wizard to learn how to operate the systems.
Absolutely. We try to compare our stuff to kind of like the iPhone. Usually nowadays when people get an iPhone, you know, you pull it out of the box and everything, and there's no really instruction pamphlet
right
there. You kind of just play with it as you go, and that's kind of how you learn the device.
Yeah.
Okay, the more you play with it.
Hey, good morning,
yeah,
bro.
Good morning. Yeah, yeah. If you're watching YouTube, Facebook Live, you're watching me do it. We updated our software this week.
There you go.
And George, who's a miracle worker, there was some kind of glitch in the software. So we go live. It's not live.
Right.
So if you were listening on the Let's Talk Hookup app, which a lot of people do, you notice that we were playing an old show for that reason. So now we're all live. We're all good. We're back into the mix here. So we're doing well.
We're talking Ray Marine over here.
After the show. And then if you want to get a hold of Mike, tell him to give him a call. And
absolutely.
We're also going to have Mike Sertic, and who's the kind of the northern West Coast manager, right?
Yep.
And who's the guy that actually introduced me to Ray Marine, which is just amazing stuff. Now, one thing I want to make clear with Caleb and everybody else is this is not the old Ray Marine that everybody was used to, right?
Yeah.
This is a whole new thing. It was purchased by Teledyne,
mm-hmm.
FLIR,
yep.
And everything is new.
Yep.
Right? There's no – if you had old Ray Marine stuff, it's not the same.
Yep.
Yeah. So how is it different?
Well, kind of like you said, we have Teledyne, who is the mothership to us now,
okay.
Pretty much. So they're able to pump in a little bit more money and funds and stuff like that to Raymarine and kind of boost the brand up a little bit more.
That's awesome.
Whereas we got FLIR on the backside, and you know, there's not really a competitor to FLIR right now, as you could say. So FLIR is doing just fine.
And FLIR is the I don't know if night vision is the right word, but kind of, right? Like
So FLIR stands for forward-looking infrared.
Okay.
So it's going to be infrared cameras.
Which
pretty
is
amazing stuff.
Unreal, yes. Amazing.
Yeah. I mean, you could see at night.
Or in fog, or yeah. In weather, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it's really cool.
Yeah. I believe we have Mike with us now. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, good morning.
Great to hear you, and thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup on the phones. Of course, Caleb's been talking to us. We had a little technical glitch this morning, software issues, but we've got it all resolved now. But you're the kind of the Northwest guy, right? And you're catching salmon and all kinds of different stuff up there.
Yep, I live north of the Seattle area, and I've been working for Raymarine and FLIR Maritime for about 12 years. I've handled Alaska, British Columbia, Washington, Oregon, Hawaii, and now with the addition of Caleb, between him and I, we run the whole West Coast.
Wow.
That's awesome, you guys.
That's pretty awesome. And so I was explaining that this is not your old Raymarine, right? When did things change?
No. Yeah, you know, Raymarine's been owned by FLIR, right? I think I heard you guys talking about the relationship with FLIR and Raymarine. We've been a FLIR-branded company since 2009. And back in 2021, FLIR was bought by a company called Teledyne, and Teledyne are juggernauts in the aerospace and deep water ocean mapping. They have really pumped Raymarine into being a saltwater blue water company and tailoring towards the saltwater angler, right? So getting away from the I shouldn't say getting away, but tailoring more towards the guy that are, you know, going offshore fishing for pelagics. You know, up in the Northwest here, we have our salmon and halibut and, you know, black cod and lingcod fishery. And really the first responders, right, the government agencies, the Coast Guard, you know, our stuff is built for them, and then we put the big boy fish finders in them.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's like I was talking about, the stuff is pretty amazing. And it's the cool thing is it's very intuitive. When I met you last year at the PCS show, you showed me, it was like, wow, pretty simple, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Our user interface is close to an iOS operating system. So if you can figure out your way through an Android or an iPhone, you know, with opening one of those things out of the box and getting familiar with it. We pride ourselves on simplicity, being the fewest button pushes to, you know, adjust your sonar or build a route or do an overlay. We like to make it simple.
Yeah, Kalen was explaining that to us. And Kalen, you and Mike will be at the PCS show coming up, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's going to be fun.
That's correct. Yep.
2 weeks.
I know. We'll it's crazy.
There.
It's almost here.
Speaking of which, we'll have Mike and Bill DePriest, the main man there, from PCS show tomorrow.
Yeah,
on Let's Talk Hookup
show.
7 to 9. But we're talking. So, what will you have at PCS this year?
Yeah, come by and see us, and we'll be next to the guys at Johnson Hicks there, and they're going to be the big electronic dealer at the show, and we're going to have all kinds of cool specials, right? We're going to be talking a lot about Axiom Pro, the different frequencies of sonar through the Raymarine down vision and side vision and 3D chirp, as well as some of the big boy 1 kilowatt stuff, right? And FLIR cameras. We're going to have some FLIR cameras, and really they're going to be some smoking deals at the show, so come by and see us.
Yeah, and we're going to hear from Joe at Johnson Hicks in the second hour, in the stream only, YouTube only hour. We're going to hear from Joe. Joe's a great guy. Joe's how I got introduced to Mike and Kalem and the whole Marine process there. So it's pretty cool. So how FLIR, of course, has been around for a long, long time, guys. How does the amazing technology of FLIR integrate with Raymarine?
Yeah, it's actually pretty seamless. And FLIR, you know, works with pretty much every brand, right? Raymarine, Furuno, Garmin, Simrad, Lowrance. Now when you plug a FLIR camera into a Raymarine system, there are a few things that you do get that you don't get with the other brands. Because we're under the FLIR umbrella, we get a feature called Clear Cruise. So if you're doing night ops and you're headed offshore, or, you know, coming back late at night, and it's, you know, zero viz, and the camera can actually pinpoint, objects in the water. It's your object detection, Clear Cruise technology. So if you're, you know, doing 20, 25 knots in total darkness, when the camera picks up, say, a log or a deadhead or a buoy or something in the water, we'll lock it and then we'll range it for you. So if there's a, you know, log, say, you know, 400 feet in front of the boat, we'll actually drop these little bars on it. And then as the operator, you can look at the screen there and say, hey guys, we got something in the water there. It's 400 feet in closing. And then as a captain, you know, to steer port starboard, to steer away from it.
That's on the chart plotter?
Cool that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the cameras is just now the cameras are just, you know, two cables, one for 12 volt power and then one Ethernet cable, right? So no more analog RGA coax cables. Everything's done through Ethernet so that we can get, you know, full pan and zoom and tilt control of the camera directly through the display.
Sick. That's
pretty
cool.
Amazing.
And how big, how small of a unit, you know, I mean, because that's technology you'd want on every boat. Obviously, you have to have room to put it, but, like, how small are the devices becoming? Like, what would be in a, you know, an appropriate small size skiff that it would still make sense to have on?
I mean, honestly, any size skiff. I mean, realistically, I mean, I wouldn't probably put it on something that you're just keeping in the harbor here, but anything that you're taking outside the harbor, especially with lobster season and stuff like that with all the lobster pots. You can see the buoys and stuff.
I just think about that. You know? The nightmares of coming home from offshore tuna fishing during lobster season when you've got a guy in the bow with a spotlight trying to find a buoy as you come in to just be able to kick back in your chair and look at a screen and see every little bit of the minefield in front of you and not have to worry about it. Sounds so nice.
What about the guys like you and your boat partner, Neil, that are running home from 80 miles offshore at 40 miles an hour? And in the pitch black, and I mean, how invaluable is that?
Well, that's
device,
the thing.
Right?
We would get to go 40 miles an hour.
Yeah.
We don't because you can't. But even still, you know, you run at a, you know, like we run at a speed that, like, we've deemed safe ourselves.
Right.
Which is still way too, you know,
still
so
too fast.
So say we go home. We probably come home from an offshore trip at like 18 to 20 miles an hour, something like that. Like, it's just this arbitrary number in your mind that feels safer than not. You hit something that speed, you're still, you know, it's just as bad as going too fast.
Sure.
Like, you're absolutely right. It gives you that level of safety that you wouldn't otherwise have. Huge.
So let me jump in here real quick. One of the conversations we have at all of our shows is, you know, situational awareness, right? If you're, especially up here in the Northwest where we have a lot of rivers that are pumping a lot of logs and debris, you know, when we get these big heavy floods and rains. And so the guys that are going up north up to British Columbia and Canada, and they're so remote and off the grid,
right.
You know, what is your safety worth to you, right? And, you know, we offer a full line of cameras. We make an entry-level pan and zoom camera, the M232, which is a 320 resolution. They retail for $2,800, right? So that same camera 10 years ago was about $8,000.
Right. Crazy.
Has come down a lot. When you start getting up into some of the bigger cameras, they're all gyro stabilized. So for guys that are, you know, coming home from the tuna grounds, you know, they maybe they got, you know, 4 to 6 foot of swell and wind chop. When you get into the stabilized cameras, when you turn the horizontal and vertical stabilizers on, the image is completely stabilized on your char plotter.
So that's something that you can turn on and off on your FLIR.
That's correct.
Why would you want to turn it off?
Well, you know, the if you weren't using, you know, obviously if you were coming back in a marina and it wasn't bumpy or what have you. But honestly, if you have a gyro stabilizer, most of the time you do keep them turned on.
Turned on. Okay. So. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is kind of, and so it's just like a gyro binocular. Mm-hmm. It runs on a gyro, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Pretty impressive device. So it integrates with like on my boat, on my Steigercraft, I have the 16 and the 12 screen. I have 16 in the dash, 12 on the up on the left corner side. So I can put FLIR on the 12, and then my chart plotter and fish finder on my big screen, my 16, and I can watch both at pretty much at the same time.
Caleb, you were calling them MFDs. What is that? That's a term you hear all the time.
Multifunction display.
Okay. So on that display, like Pete's saying, you could have the FLIR camera, or you could have the chart plotter, or the fish finder, or a combination thereof.
Absolutely. We have 18 different tiles you can pick from.
Oh, wow.
24.
Jeez.
24 different tiles you can create, and then on top of that, those tiles can be split into 4 different sections. So, yeah, you could have a camera, fish finder, chart plotter, and another camera.
Yeah, no more buying a radar unit and a chart plotter unit and something else. You just put this one multifunction screen on, and you can look at everything.
Well, you still have to have a radar, obviously.
Sure.
Yeah,
but not a screen that's dedicated
correct.
To just running
radar. Correct. Yep.
Speaking of radar, that cyclone radar that I have that Mike suggested that worked perfectly. And I mean, and it's a big radar for my size boat, but I'm telling you, Mike, it was such the call. That thing, you know, Ron Lane and I were surfing one morning, and you could not see across the street, literally. And Ron's kind of looking at me, are we going to still go? I was like,
sure,
yeah, man, we got Raymarine. So we went, and you could see everything.
That's so cool.
And then so we got outside at the point, and I see these red lines streaking across the radar. I was like, what's that? It was the waves.
No way.
It was picking up waves.
Wow,
yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah, it's. I've had a lot of other radars, and good ones, too, and this one's, I mean, it blows it away.
That's
blows
cool.
everything away. Where did that technology come from, Mike?
Well, so we for years everybody's used some form of a magnetron radar. The Cyclone and the Cyclone Pro, which you have on your boat, Pete, is actually the first of its kind in a solid state chirp or a broadband radar. So we run them in either a 55 watt or 110 watt for the Cyclone Pro. And really, that gives us immaculate performance in target separation, you know, out to about 40 miles, right?
And wow.
way less power consumption than an older magnetron radar, way better emissions. So when that radar is transmitting and spinning, if you've got other boats or, you know, people in the area, you're not zapping them with the magnetron. And then the other big one is the Doppler feature, right? So when you're navigating in low light conditions or it's foggy, when your radar is set for, you know, there's different modes. We have a harbor mode for, you know, really telling the radar, hey, I'm not interested in looking out 40, 50 miles. I want to see really clear, you know, in close proximity of the boat. You can tune it to offshore mode. And really the Doppler feature where if a target is coming at you, we highlight the target as red. And if the target's going away from you, we highlight it as green, right? Kind of our collision avoidance feature.
took me a learning experience to see that, but it was like, why is it turning red? Why is it turning green?
Oh, yeah.
Got the Doppler feature. And it's a great feature, cool, too. Yeah. So you know whether they're coming at you or going away from you.
Yep.
Yeah, which is really fantastic.
The other big one, Pete, is the bird mode, right? So for the guys that are using the radar during the daytime looking for, you know, birds and frigates and terns and shearwaters, you know, feeding on the surface, you know, when you turn it to bird mode, we can actually see birds, you know, smacking the surface, you know, a couple miles away. So we know where the bait fish are at.
That's crazy.
It's pretty good.
From a couple miles, you can be seeing that.
Yeah, farther than you could with a pair of binos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Does the FLIR have any application during the daytime?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a question we get asked quite a bit is, you know, do I need to use my FLIR just at night? You know, there's a lot of times where guys are, you know, they're either headed west and they're driving in the direct sunlight where you have that glare where the sun is just about down, you know, over the horizon and you're driving into the blaring sun. When you put the FLIR, you know, looking out towards the bow of the boat, you can actually see, you know, targets and debris and buoys and stuff in the water, through your chart plotter there that you would have a hard time seeing just visually, you know, off the bow of the boat because of the glare.
Wow. Well, as you can hear, we've got a great show lined up for today. A lot to talk about, PCS show, Raymarine, FLIR, and we've just scratched the surface of what's going on. We're going to hear from Joe later on the show in the second hour, and a lot going on. Good to have you back from the dead, Ricky.
Yeah, boy, that was a wild week. I caught that flu that had been going around so gnarly, and I called Corey, you know, kind of last minute. It hit me like it hits everybody. And I got kind of came down with that flu. I was like, oh my God, dude, I don't think I'm going to pull off the radio show. So I called Corey in emergency, like, hey man, I hate to ask you, so little notice, but can you cover me tomorrow? And all I got was, I'm sick too, man. No way.
Yeah. No, I always knew it was like I was in issues when I called Corey, and he's like, ugh.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, boy. All right. So then I called Brandon, and he was not available on Saturday. And then poor guy, he had a big Valentine's night dinner in at a restaurant, and he got the food poisoning.
Like gnarly.
But the next morning he came in playing hurt, and you could see the sweat pouring off his face and stuff like that. He was playing hurt, but it was a wild weekend, first weekend back from. But just thankful that it all worked out. Totally. That I was back from my big chili trip. For
sure. The timing of you getting home was really good because the entire team and the whole bench and all of us combined were about out. So
glad I've missed that flu so far. So
no doubt.
So. Great show today, and giving away a great prize, too, that Caleb and Mike lined up.
Yeah, we're really pumped to have these guys in here. You want to talk about two experts in their field of having Mike and Caleb in here, just talking electronics and helping you outfit the boat and the technology. It's just going to be a great show. And, man, Pete, you said it best. We've got a great prize, one lucky caller or texter. And the way we decide that, as always, we have the prize coin. Caleb flipped the prize coin at the end of the show. That's going to designate whether the winner comes from the caller or the texter side. But somebody is going to win a killer swag pack from Raymarine. It includes a couple of really nice tech shirts. We got hats, a whole lot more. It's over a $200 value swag pack from our friends at West Marine. Also, you're going to get two tickets to come to the upcoming PCS show just a couple of weeks, first weekend in March. I can't believe
March 6th through 9th.
It's already here, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're really pumped to have you. And if you want to join us this morning, man, we want to hear from you. If you've got a call, give us a call. The phones are already getting packed up. We have room right now, 833-288-0973. One more time, 833-288-0973 is how you reach us on the phones here at Let's Talk Hookup. Or send us a text. I was joking with Caleb. Before the show even started, we had text message questions start rolling through for the boys. Some good tech questions, Mike, that I think are going to put you guys to the test because the guys are really excited to learn more about all this great Raymarine product. And, again, if you send us a text message, make sure you include your contact info. Just a name and a phone number is all we need because if you win that killer Raymarine swag pack, we want to make sure to get it to you. So, again, going to be a great show. Really looking forward to talking more with Mike and Caleb. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, reading those texts. We got catch reports and more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
You know, whether you're going fishing, diving, or just having fun on the water, there's nothing more worth doing than messing around in boats. So let me ask you, are you ready to upgrade your ride? Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland is your exclusive Western U.S. dealer for Steiger Craft, Created for inshore and offshore waters and laid out with the serious fishermen in mind, Steiger Craft has built a solid reputation for performance and excellent rough water handling. If adventure on the water is what you live for, now's the time to invest in your passion. Call Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland at 510-437-1444. To look at the whole fleet of Steiger Craft online, go to steigercraft.com. Now's the time for a rugged, reliable, and fast Steiger Craft from Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surgeon Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at SearchSportFishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's SearchSportFishing.com. We look forward to welcome you aboard.
Get ready for the most exciting outdoor show of the year, the giant 15th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show, March 6th to the 9th at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Check out hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing resorts taking up all seven halls at the fairgrounds, 217,000 square feet, plus fantastic seminars and free kids trout pond. Backed by popular demand, the PCS show also has freshwater to cover bass and trout. Learn from some of the top names in the sport fishing industry, from catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico bass, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to the top fishing travel destinations. 4 full days, Thursday, March 6th to Sunday, March 9th, the 15th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Don't miss it.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Whether you're boating, floating, paddling, fishing, or just chilling, remember, a good day on the water always starts with everyone wearing life jackets. Save the ones you love. Life jackets save lives. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here with the boys from Raymarine. Again, if you want to get through, join in the fun, 833-288-0973. Or keep those texts rolling in, only available via the Let's Talk Hookup app.
I have a great text here from John in Rancho San Diego, and let me bring it up here, and it says, Axiom sounds incredible. Plug-and-play technology is a good thing. Can you explain the process for picking the right models for each boat? Mike?
That's a great question. I'll take it off here. You know, Axiom is built on a really high processor. Kind of you need to decide whether you want to go all touchscreen or if you wanted to have a hybrid touchscreen and rotary knobs, right? Yeah, a lot of guys know when you're, you know, using your chart plotter in the salt water and either your hands are going to get wet, you got fish guts on your hands, you know, or you're running and you're taking it in the face. Using the touchscreen by itself can be a little tough, right? You're trying to zoom in on a waypoint, trying to grab a tide station. If you're really wanting to have both the hybrid touchscreen and the rotary knobs, we do recommend our Axiom Pro series. It's also got the big 1 kilowatt sounder module in it. So if you're ever looking to add a big AIRMAR transducer, maybe in a high wide chirp or a medium chirp frequency, we put that big 1 kilowatt sonar directly in the display.
So you don't need an additional sonar module.
That's correct.
On the Axiom
Pro. That's right. We put it directly into the plotter, so that you could hang, you know, maybe a transom out 1 kilowatt, or if you wanted to put a bronze through hull, you know, either a B175 or a B275, it's a direct connect right into the back of the plotter.
I have a B175 low and a B175 high wide connected into my Axiom Pro, and it's unbelievable. I mean, you can see, we go cod fishing, we can see, you know, oh, there's fish here. There's no fish here. We go tuna fishing, yellowtail fishing, whatever. You see, it's impressive how crystal clear that fish finder is.
Absolutely. And if, you know, you got a smaller boat, maybe something in the 20 to 23 foot range, you know, and say, hey, I just need a really good dedicated GPS fish finder. Maybe you want to add a radar, or actually in plus line, we make in a 7, 9, and a 12 inch display. And that comes built in with our Raymarine branded sonars, which does all the down vision, the side vision, the 3D real vision and conical chirp. A lot for the inshore guys. Those Axiom Plus units work great.
Mike, in previous generations of electronics, everybody used that, you know, 50 and 200, you know, kilohertz, you know, transducers. Has chirp completely eliminated that kind of old school style? Like, has everything gone to chirp? Does it still have its place? Is there a reason? Like, why and when does somebody, you know, make that switch, and what was the difference?
Yeah, you know, chirp, for the guys that aren't aware of what chirp means, chirp stands for compressed high intensity radar pulse. And so instead of pinging at a fixed 200 kilohertz or 50 kilohertz, chirp pings across an array of frequencies, and that's what really gives us those gorgeous marks and separation between, you know, tuna and bait and predator fish. Whereas, you know, 50 and 200 kilohertz traditionally doesn't have nearly the resolution that we see with chirp. So, yeah, chirp has definitely worked its way into all the brands. Everybody's running some variation of chirp. You know, for the guys that, you know, want really good clear target separation within about 400 feet shallower, we definitely recommend a version of high chirp. And then if you're looking to, you know, see clear down from 500 to 1,000 feet, we do recommend some medium chirp, right? It's a lower frequency, a little bit narrower beam angle, and lets you see deeper.
Mm-hmm. So, Caleb, like, instead of seeing the red ball of bait, you're seeing a ball of individual little bait fish. Like, so you're seeing, like, all the scratches of individual fish instead of just, like, the red glob.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on how tight the bait school is, and you can adjust your gain or your intensity depending on what you're looking for.
Sure.
So, obviously, depending on how you adjust your own fish finder or sonar, you know, the bait schools might look a little differently.
But you might see bait and an individual fish that's on that bait where before it would just all show up as one mass.
Correct.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
You'll see the little tiny marks as for bait, and then the bigger fish will be a bigger, you know,
gotcha.
U shape.
And it's just giving you that separation that maybe didn't exist in the previous technology?
Correct, yeah.
Cool. Hey.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, one of the things we've got good at here in the Northwest is we can now pinpoint between anchovies and herring and squid, right?
Wow.
You get enough of this stuff, you can tell the difference between all the different types of bait fish on the sonar.
Wow.
That's really
impressive.
Cool.
And also, you fish in salmon a lot. Can you tell the size of the school of like if it's
big
a 20-pounder?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially when we go up to Sitka and we go up to Alaska, Prince of Wales and Canada. When we're, you know, trolling the shoreline there and rolling big cut plug herring against the kelp and the rocks, we can distinguish between salmon and lingcod and rockfish, and we can tell what direction they're going in.
Wow.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
It's good. It's next level technology for sure. Hey, phones are packing up. One line open if you want to get through, 833-288-0973. Jeff is standing by. You have a chance to win that swag pack from Ray Marine along with a couple tickets to the PCS show coming up. Let's jump into the phones.
You got it. We're going to start with line two. It's John. He's calling us from Anaheim this morning. John, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on the phones.
Good morning, guys. My question to the electronics guys is, do you guys make electronics for a float tube?
Ooh, for a float tube? Anything portable or
is
something?
Is that what he said, for a float tube?
Float tube, yeah.
Yeah. We make a little 7-inch unit. We have a unit called an Element, which is a 7, 9, 12-inch display. It's just a standalone fish finder GPS. It's a non-networkable, you know, it won't take a radar. It's for the guys that say, I just need charts and I need a good sonar. We make a 7-inch unit that we do put in kayaks, you know, a float tube. You just need to have some type of 12-volt battery to power that GPS fish finder.
Drift boats.
Yeah, okay. Totally. Caleb, I know you're saying, like, in addition to big boat fishing, you're also a kayak guy, you know, and I know it's slightly different than John's application and with the float tube, but what do you run in terms of electronic-wise on your kayak?
I have one of our older units that we discontinued, which is called the Dragonfly. So that's currently what I run. I think it's about 7 inches.
Okay.
So pretty similar to the Element. But, yeah, we discontinued that, and now we just offer the Element.
Got it.
We better get you an upgrade.
Yeah, I know a guy, you know.
I can put you
in touch with my buddy Mike if you need. No problem. It's all good. I got it. I'll put in a good word for you. That's cool. Well, hey, I had a good text this morning. It says, what a great show, you guys. Already learning so much about Raymarine. My question is for Mike and Caleb. Does Raymarine have any do you think you'll ever use the spot lock style technology on display units, whether it be with trolling motors or integrated into outboard motors? Is there any interface with Raymarine?
Yeah, so we currently right now we do talk to Rodan trolling motors. So if you did have a Rodan trolling motor on your boat, it's a one cable into the Raymarine system that you can use the spot lock feature and actually have full control of the trolling motor directly through the chart plotter. Mm-hmm. We also do a lot of work with the engine manufacturers like Yamaha and Mercury and their different joystick systems that have the spot lock and stack point and set point. We're using their electronic steering system versus our, hydraulic autopilot system. So, you know, having all of that, you know, as a one finger push into the Raymarine system has been pretty slick.
How cool is that? That just, so from your MFD, you can manipulate what your motor is doing with just a push of a button.
Yeah. Yep. You can actually adjust the RPMs and different troll modes directly through your chart plot.
Oh, that is cool. That's way cool.
Really good stuff. No, it's intuitive for sure. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones. 833-288-0973.
Line 3's got Brent. He's got us from Torrance this morning. Good morning, Brent. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Great show. Really informative. I'm looking to put a autopilot on my boat. Does Raymarine offer anything new, or what do you guys offer in autopilots for a 24-foot boat?
Good question.
Yeah, our evolution autopilots are world-class pilots because they're always learning, right? So when you put one of our EV autopilots and for a boat like yours, I would definitely recommend either an EV-150 if you had twins, probably an EV-200 with a Type 1-liter pump. And really the beauty is the more time you spend using one of these pilots, the sharper and sharper the system is detecting for magnetic deviation and linearizing. So, you know, we have charter boat captains that have had these evolution pilots on their boats for years, and they're bulletproof. I mean, they take into consideration wind and current and swell, and you can just look back there and see the pump engaging the pilots to keep you going in a straight line. So, yeah, absolutely. Raymarine Evolution Autopilots win a lot of awards every year at the NEMA convention.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
That's rad. All right. Hey, great. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. 833-288-0973. I have a great texter from Colin. And he's in San Diego, and he says, good morning, fellas. Looking to update my fish finder for the upcoming season. What Raymarine fish finder chart plotter would you recommend for inshore bay fishing up to 40 and up to 40 to 45 miles offshore, specifically taught on bargain fish and rockfish to target schools of tuna and topwater fish?
Wants it all, baby.
What do you think?
Colin, you want to take that?
Yeah, I mean, I would suggest, like Mike was saying before, it depends on if you want just touch screen or, buttons and a rotary knob. That's kind of preference. You can always, too, I think Mike forgot to mention, too, you can also get the touch screen version of the Axiom and then also add the keypad and the rotary knob separate. Okay. So if you
them both.
Exactly.
Best of both worlds.
Exactly, but you could add the rotary knob and the button like over by your throttles or wherever else your steering wheel, like separate from your screen. It's not directly attached, but it can still adjust your screen.
I know some of our guys that fish like commercial lobster where they're maybe wearing gloves or they have some reason where, you know, touching the screen with a dirty gloved hand all the time isn't the factor. Like, touchscreen's awesome. I love the touchscreen feature that we have, but sometimes you need to have that dial. There's whatever applications, you know, might be. And the fact that you could put that in another locale, probably great, too.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's nice to have that feature. If you do go with the touchscreen, you can always add the rotary knob and the buttons, you know, later on if you want to.
So for Colin, which model would you recommend?
It depends on what size boat he has. And, again, it's preference. I personally like having the rotary knob and the buttons. Uh-huh. You can also preset some of the buttons to be preset, buttons for pages and stuff. So say you want your fish finder on one, you can hit that button and it'll go straight to the fish finder or your chart, whatever it may be. I would suggest probably the Axiom 2 Pro.
Mike?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yep, Axiom 2 Pro. Yep, definitely. Axiom 2 Pro.
either in a 9-inch or a 12-inch. It's kind of your one-stop shop. You can put any AIRMAR transducer that you want to plug right into the back of the display. You know, if you wanted to just hang a transom mount transducer and run our Raymarine brand of sonar, you know, you can do that. If you wanted to add like a B175 or, you know, an AIRMAR transducer, it's a direct connect into the back of the display. Best of both worlds.
So question, Mike, what's the difference in cost between like just the Axiom and the Axiom Pro?
Yep. So Axiom Pro, like an Axiom 2 Pro 12 or 12-inch display in the Pro Series, they retail for about $4,000 MSRP. And then you can get an Axiom Plus with our Raymarine branded transducer and Lighthouse charts. You can get that for about $3,000. So
okay.
A little bit more money for the Pro, but we put the big boy sonar in it. And then you would just pick your transducer, whether you want to do a transom out, a through hull, in hull, kind of up to the operator.
Now, you mentioned PCS specials when you're going to be connected with Johnson Hicks. What kind of specials can you get a let out of the bag or no? We have to hit Joe on that.
Yeah. Yep, we'll save some of that as far as the details and the prices and stuff for Joe. But the Axiom Plus 12, our all touchscreen unit, that's going to be one of the showstoppers for the show. We're going to have some quantum radars at the show as well. And then really, you know, for the guys that are looking to put, you know, bigger packages, we'll offer some FLIR cameras, some different sounder modules and transducers. We'll have a handful of different bundles at that show. Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
All right.
Kind of tailor it for what we're after. That's awesome. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls, more text messages, and a whole lot more with Mike and Caleb. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Hey everyone, James Holst here with Norris Lithium, the official battery partner of Let's Talk Hookup. Here at Norris Lithium, we have two goals that drive who we are and what we do. The first is to make the highest quality, longest lasting lithium batteries available with a complete lineup of batteries that include 12, 24, 36 volt and starting batteries. Second, in addition to offering a 10-year warranty on all Norris Lithium marine batteries, we provide amazing customer service before and after the sale. Check us out online at norslithium.com, that's norsklithium.com, or call us at 831-232-9063. Or to see Norris Lithium batteries in person, stop by the Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood or Anglers Marine in Anaheim and see why Norris Lithium batteries should be in your boat.
No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered. Norris Lithium.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligation. Obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surgeon Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's SearcherSportFishing.com. We look forward to welcome you aboard.
The PCS show is coming, and Gamakatsu has an amazing show deal for you. Buy any two packs of Gamakatsu hooks at participating dealers and get one free. That in itself is an amazing deal. But get this. Purchase $30 of Gamakatsu products at the show and get a free pair of Gamakatsu pliers and a cinch bag. So get the buy two, get one free deal plus the free pliers with a $30 purchase at participating dealers while supplies last, only from Gamakatsu at the PCS show.
Hookup! Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Phones have been packed. Same with the text. If you want to get through, we have one line available. It's 833-288-0973.
Yeah, for sure. We have Caleb in the studio with us in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, and Mike on the phones with us, both from Raymarine. Both will be at the PCS show coming up in the Raymarine booth. Really excited about that, and super, super fun to talk about.
What a show PCS has turned into, too, man. I mean, this is it. Like, so many boat manufacturers will be on display, and then to be able to look at those boats and then cruise right in and get to talk to Mike and Caleb about electronics and and tackle and travel and just everything else. It's going to be a great show.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Do you know your location, Mike, or where you're going to be?
Yeah, we're in the
we're going to be in the hangar.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we're in the hangar this year.
Where you were last year, same place?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's correct.
Yep. Yeah, okay. Kind of with a lot of the electronics and the boats and such like that.
Yeah, that's right.
The hangar is the big building. As you first enter the show, it's straight through. Back. It's like a big, giant building. Probably why they call it the hangar, huh? Yeah. Great. Great. Yeah, I saw the map this week. They released the map. It's a giant show.
It's
and
huge.
We'll talk more about it tomorrow. But let's talk. This is our first year. We're making a comeback in the show season. And Let's Talk Hookup will have a booth there run by Tommy P., Dave Dolan, and Wayne Cotto.
I think that's awesome.
And that's going to be fun. And we're going to be doing, and actually our spot is right next to Queen Charlotte Safaris.
Oh, cool.
Or otherwise known now as Haida Gwaii Safaris. And then right next to the simulator for the rod building whole thing. We're right across from where that whole rod building thing is going to happen.
Very cool.
So that's going to be a great one. But Frank Lopresti, I told him we were doing a special thing for Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, Friends of Rollo, raising money to take kids fishing in our booth. $10 for a ticket. You buy 20, you get a Gamakatsu double. And, you buy $100 with, you get 20 tickets, you get a Gamakatsu duffel, and, of course, all the money goes to raising money to take kids fishing. But we'll be doing that. That'll be separate from the Rollo booth. We'll be doing that in our Let's Talk Hookup booth, selling tickets to raise money. Four great prizes now. Talica 12,
hey.
Two-speed, Torium 20 HG, a pair of Costa sunglasses, and Frank, I talked to Frank about it, and he says, well, how about if I add in a two-day trip on the Polaris Supreme?
Get out of here.
Yeah.
No
so
way.
In April. They're
going to
be doing some two-day trips on the Polaris Supreme in April. And
cool.
So Frank added in into that drawing a two-day trip on the Polaris Supreme. So thanks to Frank for doing that, and it's going to be quite the drawing. So
and this is just for PCS show.
This is just for,
So think about that. It's only $10 a ticket, and it's only over the 4 days, and just the people that buy tickets over those 4 days have a shot at – what is it, a TAC 12, a Torium 20, a brand new pair of Costas, or a 2-day?
Yeah.
Dude, awesome.
And all that money, 100% of that money goes to taking kids fishing.
Guys. That's a cool move, dude. I like it.
For sure. All right. Well, phones are packing up. Let's try and jump back into it.
How about we jump to line two again and talk to Mike? He's calling us from San Carlos this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Oh, hi, guys. Hey, about a month ago, you mentioned the kind of rig that used the torpedo lure, no, a torpedo weight. And a rubber band. What was that all about?
Are you probably just talking about, you know, sinker rig fishing? And, you know, Mike, Caleb, give us a little rundown. You know, a lot of that offshore tuna fishing has gone to that style of fishing, yeah?
Yeah, so the sinker rig is just going to be your weight is going to be above your bait. It's just going to make your weight in line. And it's just going to be attached by the rubber band. So on that instance, too, if you were to hook a big fish and it were to pull crazy, that rubber band can snap and you can lose your weight. But that is not the end of the world at that point because you're hooked up to a huge fish. I wouldn't mind losing my weight at that point. So the main purpose of, you know, the sinker rig is to keep your weight in line and to pretty much slow sink your bait farther down.
And you avoid extra connections because the line is just attached just to your hook as it normally would be.
Correct.
But you're not tying any extra knots. You don't have to rely on the inline barrel from a dropper loop or anything like that. You're just attaching it with a rubber band and going direct.
Correct.
I appreciate the phone call, Mike, very much.
You have a good test?
I thought so. It says, hey, guys, what a great show. We have a 26-foot catamaran hull with Raymarine Electronics right now. We're looking to do our upgrades this year and purchase some new electronics. We want to know, we love our Raymarines, we want to know, should there be any special considerations for cat hulls?
Not so much the cat holes. Really, when you're picking a transducer, we just need to know what the degree of dead rise is. So if you're going to put a through-hole transducer, we just need to know, is it going to be a 12-degree tilted element or a 20-degree tilted element? More often than not, probably 90% of the time, because the transducer is going to be mounted in the transom, you're going to do a 20-degree tilted element. And then really, as far as picking your chart plotter, definitely recommend the Axiom 2 Pro. That is our flagship saltwater angling fish finding unit. And then, you know, from there you can piece together your autopilot, right? If you've got a hydraulic system or a drive-by wire, you know, electronic steering system. Once we know all those different components, then we can start building together a system. But definitely want to recommend Axiom 2 Pro for these catamarans.
But that's a great call, though, if you're thinking about, you know, taking advantage of some of these show specials, like, you know, as you go up as a consumer, knowing what things you should have on your boat to, you know, to help simplify the process. And again, it was just degree of dead rise.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yep. Yep. So when you're picking a location for your transducer, you know, a lot of times you're going to be mounting them on the dead rise. And a lot of these catamarans, you know, when you're on the port and starboard side of the sponson, you know, it varies, right? So if your degree of dead rise is plus or minus 4 degrees, so say you're using a 12-degree tilted element, you know, if the dead rise was between 8 and 16 degrees, you'd use the 12. If it's got a bit more dead rise, which usually these catamarans do, you know, you'd go to a 20-degree tilted element in a port and starboard configuration.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you find these guys, Pete? This is awesome, man.
Yeah.
No curveball and by microphone.
And here's the thing, too, is Caleb, how long you been with Raymarine?
I started last May.
So he's just starting, you know,
This is awesome, you guys.
You've learned a lot in the last 9 months, right?
Yep, and there's still a lot more to learn, though.
Still a lot more to learn. Yep. Yeah, you've been all over the place. But so, Mike, they have older Raymarine in this catamaran. What are they going to see the difference between the older Raymarine and the new Axiom Pro?
Yeah, really. I mean, depending on the legacy or the age of the electronics that are on the boat, you know, really, if they've got an older E series or C series or one of the, you know, 2010 to 2015 vintage Raymarine, to go from one of those older, you know, E series classic displays to one of the new Axiom Pros, it's like going from an iPhone 5 to an iPhone 16 Pro. The processing power, the speed, the resolution, the clarity, and really the simplicity of the system. Our previous generation plotters and displays all had a single core processor. In the computer world, right, the Axiom 2 Pro has a 6-core processor.
Wow.
So lightning fast. We've got a patent on our screen material that's called HydroTouch. So if you look at one of our new Raymarine displays, you'll notice it doesn't have the glossy finish like some of the other displays or like a plasma screen. We're viewable in broad daylight, right? So if the screen is exposed to direct sunlight, we're viewable in the sunlight, even with a pair of polarized sunglasses on now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So definitely a huge upgrade. And one other thing I'll mention too, guys, if the boat has older Raymarine's gear on it, right, there's a lot of stuff that's still supported, right? A lot of guys will say, well, shoot, I don't want to rip out my transducer. You know, is my radar still compatible? And Raymarine does a really good job of being backwards compatible with some of these older legacy items. So, you know, as long as the system's newer than about 2010, we can still use all the same cabling, the same networking cables, all that stuff is still supported.
That's nice to go too if you're doing it, you know, being budget friendly. Hey, this year I'm going to upgrade my MFD, but can't quite afford to do the radar. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do that next year. You're still in the game.
Yeah, and here's the other thing.
Absolutely,
Mike was alluding to the speed of the Axiom Pro too. It's unbelievable. I mean, I've had previous units where you know how a lot of the units, I don't know whether yours is like that, you got to wait a little bit, you know. Now we're such a I want it now generation, right? Mm-hmm. You know, a fraction of a second is a lot, right?
If I push the button and it didn't happen yesterday, like,
yeah,
I'll piss
exactly,
the button.
Right. This thing is, it happens right. That's now cool. When you push it. Yeah, it really truly is very, very fast. For sure.
That's cool. Hey, I want to remind you, this portion of the show is sponsored by our friends at Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. It is the place to fill up your car, your truck, or your boat with the lowest in gas and diesel prices. Do you know that Summit is also the place to get your lowest prices on ice and snacks for your trip? Over 40 snacks, all for 89 cents. Now you can also get those great Bombazo burritos made by the renowned chef. You can choose from 6 different types, including smoked bacon and eggs, and Finn's favorite, the chorizo. all for only $3.99. Also, only $3.99 for a 25-pound bag of ice. Poof. You can get as many of those as you want. Yeah, and that's half the price as others, and that's 25 pounds, not 20 like everybody else sells. Right. It's such a killer deal. Also, get 100 pounds of ice for free with a 35-gallon fill. It's Summit Gasoline, free ice for Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always the lowest prices on gas at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Don't know what happened to Marcos. Maybe he's got the flu. Who knows? Yeah, but I'm sure.
I'm not putting that by anybody.
But the good thing is great week of weather coming up.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm sure, you know, they're running half day, three quarter day, full day. I'm sure that they're going full speed.
And yep.
Who knows? Maybe we'll hear from Mike too. All right. Well, hey, that wraps up our first hour, right, Rick?
You got it. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming to you. Only available on Facebook, YouTube Live, and the Let's Talk Hookup app. We'll see you on the other side.
Maybe winter in Southern California, but those of us who live here know it's a great time of year to go fishing, and certainly not time to put your gear away. This is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing, in Mission Bay, the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. This is the ideal time for bay bass fishing, and I get the inside scoop from Johnny. Heck, he will even rent you one of our killer blue skiffs. This is also a good time to go work on your reels, and Doug is the man for that job. If big largemouth bass are your bag, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. They have all the right stuff, and live bait for a perfect day on the lake. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is super cool too, for both freshwater and saltwater tackle. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is on Broadway and Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check DanaLanding.com for more details.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. So, if you want your tackle to be the state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar, available at fine tackle dealers.
It is essential to have the right gear when you go fishing offshore, and a pair of Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine is a critical part of that. Come visit the Baker Marine staff at the Fujinon booth at the PCS show in Costa Mesa and get a super stellar show deal on all Fujinon binoculars. It's simple. You are not in the offshore fishing game without a pair of stabilized binoculars, and Fujinon makes the best. Like the pinnacle of the Fujinon lineup, Stabiscope, the professional choice. For a more affordable version, Baker Marine has Fujinon Techno Stabby TSX 1440. The new version is perfect for the angler wanting stabilized binoculars at a great price. And with Baker Marine's super stellar deals at the PCS show, now is the time to buy. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer by volume on the West Coast, and they service all brands of binoculars. Take advantage of the great show specials and visit the Baker Marine staff at the Fujinon booth at the PCS show and test one out. Or their location on Shelter Island in San Diego. Check BakerMarine.com.
The PCS show is coming, and we will have our best booth at the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Check us out in the wildly popular saltwater building at the PCS show in Costa Mesa, where we will have some amazing deals for you on rods, reels, lures, and clothing. Everything at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth will be on sale. And as always, our expert staff will help you select that perfect setup for the fish you want to pursue. For saltwater tackle at the PCS show, your best stop is the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth. Long-range fishing, nothing beats Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body when throwing jigs. The Shimano Trinidad is your top choice with the extreme cranking power, and Shimano Super Free Spool provides extreme castability. You'll be able to put your jig in the Wahoo Zone. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.